seen it in the degree of culture here now. His language is mostly on about a level with the Fuller people.
Mm-hmm.
They like to use the same words. Did you know that? Yeah, that's pretty true down here.
Mm-hmm. You say if a car is skidded and he goes like this down the highway, you say that might be cattywampus?
Cattywampus or slithering?
Slithering. Uh-huh. This-a-way, that-a-way, every which way.
Yeah. Meandering.
Meandering. And an old dilapidated house where evil spirits might live.
Haunted? They used to say haunted. Haunted?
Used to say haunted, but they don't anymore, huh?
No, they say... I heard niggas say that house got ghosties in it.
Ghosties?
Ghosties.
Uh-huh.
That house got ghosties in it.
And you say haunts or haunts?
Haunts.
And if you ever hear
a black... educated person would say haunted.
Mm-hmm.
Haunted.
Mm-hmm.
Average person would say haunted.
And something like a black cat, what do you call that? Did you ever hear that called a Joner or a Jinx?
Jinx? Joner flying?
Jinx, yeah, might sound better.
Yeah, they put the thing of cat, black cat crossed the road at night, I think they put the jinx on you.
Uh-huh.
That's bad luck showing up.
Do people ever think of, that other people bring them bad luck? Do they call them Jonas, Jinx?
There's some people believe
voodoo.
That.
Voodoo?
Yes. Saying they're voodoo artists in the land, you know, and then they practice witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of voodooism. Spiritism, all that sort of thing.
And what do you call a child whose father and mother aren't married?
Well, the common name around here is bastard.
Uh-huh.
They tone it down at the end of time, call them illegitimate.
Uh-huh. You ever hear them call love child?
No, what?
Love child, wood colt, Sunday
yeah,
baby.
Wild jackasses.
Uh-huh.
Wood colt or something like that.
Right. Uh-huh. And what do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be ready for burial?
And take a parlor?
Okay, and what do you put the corpse in?
Well, there's a coffin, a casket, mausoleum.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a coffin and a casket?
Well, I think this casket is just a souped up arrangement. They used to make coffins out of common pine timber around here when
mm-hmm.
I was a kid.
I see.
They didn't bother no undertaker. They'd have a big... The women sit up all night long and drape it, you know, and men sit up all night long with the tools and break out their lumber and tools and have a... And you know, by the morning they'd have it all ready and all draped and put them in. Go and bury them. Coffin, casket.
Mm-hmm. Where would you bury it? In those days, what was the burial ground known as?
The burial ground?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had them here and there and everywhere, down it all over the country.
They call it graveyard or cemetery?
Graveyard, cemeteries, burial ground.
Uh-huh. And different kinds of flowing water. The biggest is a river. And what's smaller than a river?
Well, there's a creek.
And what's smaller?
There's a little cemetery, a brook.
Smaller than a creek.
Brook.
Brook?
Brook.
Ever use branch?
Branch? Is it branch? That means a branch off from the main stream.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a creek up here before Jones Hill River down there. It's all told like about 25 miles long. This is a considerable size of a branch. It goes up in here about 2.5 miles. They call that a branch.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes they speak of it as a tributary of Big Hog Creek.
I see.
Big Hog Creek down here.
Mm-hmm.
They call it both. There's a brook and a rivulet.
Mm-hmm.